at the Agricultural Relations Council annual meeting. I'm visiting with Lyle Orwig. And Lyle, first of all, I want to congratulate you. We have, or ARC has created a Hall of Fame, and the first two inductees are with us here, and you are one of them. How does that make you feel?
Well, obviously very honored, because any recognition of this sort that comes from your peers is the most satisfying recognition that you can get. So I'm a little humbled to be here with part of the initial inaugural Hall of Fame, especially with such a an industry stalwart as Don Lurch and what he's stood for in agriculture for all these years. So,
well, we're all about public relations in the agricultural sector. That's what ARC is founded for, and is part of that whole mission there. You know, I know neither one of us have been there since the beginning like Don has, and I enjoyed visiting with him. But in your time in seeing what this organization has done, just any thoughts on how, you know, the importance of having an organization like this and to kind of narrowly focus in on this area of agri-marketing?
Well, certainly, being originally a, you know, a PR guy that started at RA Associates, you know, back in the 70s, I've always felt the importance that role that public relations plays in the complete marketing mix. And we've seen, you know, communications evolve over the years. You know, when I first started in the business, there was an advertising manager and a public relations manager and a database manager and a direct mail manager at all companies. And so consequently, those in the agency business kind of followed that same model, and they would have a PR group and an advertising group, or in many instances they were completely separate companies. And it wasn't until the 80s that people really started talking about having, quote, integrated communications. And that came along with as companies reorganized into the product manager roles. And when they did it, the companies only wanted a one point of contact. So then agencies started moving that to that role. But as you look over time, the most successful agencies have been those that have included both public relations and advertising all as part of the mix, whether they were separate divisions or separate groups within the agency.
Well, as you look at how technology has changed, because that's something we've certainly been talking about a lot in the last, we'll just say the last 5 or 6 years, especially with some of these new internet-based, web-based channels like the social networks and that kind of thing. From a public relations standpoint in the agribusiness sector, what do you see? Is the role of the public relations professional, how has that changed? I mean, has it even changed from kind of what you needed to do and what you need to do today?
Well, my belief is it really hasn't changed. What's crucial has been the ability to communicate, and the ability to communicate and deliver a message that the audience or the target needs to hear, wants to hear, or maybe doesn't want to hear. And so what's changed now is the ability to do that through 140 characters or through a website or through other tools. But what hasn't changed is the message still has to be right. And there are hundreds and thousands of case histories, even in the last week, that we can talk about where people have miscommunicated and have created a Twitter storm, and that both within and outside of agriculture.
Yeah, we've definitely seen, especially when you look at food, and of course that directly relates back to agriculture, just a little bit of misinformation sent out virally in creating essentially a real problem. At that point, we still need good, well-trained public relations professionals, because this is impacting companies and in some cases livelihoods too.
Very much so, and especially as time has marched on and agriculture has changed, and quote, modern agriculture has come along with more and more people doing less and less work on the farm from mechanization and technology. As you know, today we toured a tea plantation where, you know, two people do the field work of what 500 do in other countries, to produce the same volume of tea is just, you know, it's phenomenal when you sit down and think about how agriculture has moved over the years. And so what has changed over time is we no longer have the grandpa or the uncle or the aunt or the great-grandpa that we can go visit on the farm because there aren't that many farmers left anymore. So consequently, you know, when I went to school at Illinois, it was to train an agriculturalist to be a communicator. Now our job at the university level is to train communicators to understand agriculture in order to get the message correct and in order to make sure that proper information and the correct information gets out. And we stop some of the hysteria out there that does neither side any good, really.
Well, I'd say that, you know, when we talk about the at least the need for continuing to have trained professionals in this agri-marketing sector, be it public relations or others, a sign to me is looking at companies like Charleston Orwig and others who are hiring their is a lot of need right now, as I kind of see it and hear it in the industry. Part of that, of course, driven by some nice commodity prices across the board for a change. But there's definitely still a need there. And it's interesting to see what some of these titles are that people have today, too.
Yes, very much so. I mean, you know, you look just across the board of the folks that we work with and, you know, obviously we have the traditional communications managers and product managers, but, you know, at Smithfield we're working with the chief sustainability officer, you know, titles that didn't exist. At McDonald's we're working with the chief sustainability officer. So things are changing over time as people start to try to understand how to build a bridge between the understanding of where their food comes from and how it's produced.
Well, I'll just congratulate you once again for this induction into the newly created this year Agriculture Relations Council Hall of Fame. You and Don are kind of setting a nice bar for others to look at and maybe strive for. So we appreciate all that you've done in the business, and I know we'll still have you around to help prod us along as we move forward. Thank you very much, Lyle Orwig. We've been visiting here at the ARC 2012 annual meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.